Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we ask that you would be glorified in our worship tonight. We give you all the praise and the glory.
There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place. There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place.
Let your glory, let your power
your passion. Let your power, let your glory. Lord, please let your passion, let your power, let your glory fill this place.
Go ahead and thank him tonight for being here. Go ahead and worship him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, my segment of morning inspiration and candid conversation. I am so delighted to be on air this morning. I just kind of want to quickly today just kind of share with you some things that give you some updates on my 30-day rewind, a program that I designed for myself just to improve or enhance on a better me. And it's just been a wonderful journey. I kind of want to share a few things, some random thoughts with you. I was just thinking, about the seasons again the other day. And I thought about how we, just pretty much all of our lives, we have been conditioned to do things in a certain pattern, in a certain way, as far as the seasons go, winter, spring, summer, fall, you do things during those seasons that you don't normally do during the other seasons. And I was thinking the other day about this 30-day rewind thing that I'm doing here. And the whole premise of it is to, to look back over the things of, things in my life, the traditional things that I used to do in my life, and seeing what I can change differently. And when I was reflecting the other day, an amazing thing occurred to me about the season of spring and winter. Now, winter, we're told to, that's a time of resting and hibernation and all of those things. And usually, to me, that's more of a lazy kind of season because nobody wants to get out and travel in the snow, for those of you who live in areas or states that have snow during this time. And I just thought about it. People, we gain weight, especially eating after the holidays and Thanksgiving time. And I was just deeply reflecting and, doing, meditation and different things of that nature. And I just really started just thinking, man, we kind of are set up. We have been conditioned to believe that in the winter months that we should just, be unmobile. Pretty much, that's how people become couch potatoes and they just, sit back and flick the remote from channel to channel because nobody wants to drive out in this horrible weather. But then I thought about something. The season, they tell us in springtime that we're supposed to clean up the clutter, do spring cleaning and eliminate all the things, get rid of all the things that we don't want or we have no further use for, or, to clear air, so to speak, in your home. And I just thought about something. Why not rewind the hands of time and do something different? And this kind of coincided with my 30-day rewind. I just started thinking about it. I said, instead in the springtime doing spring cleaning, why don't in the wintertime we do our cleaning? Because that gets us in the motion, gets us in motion, and it keeps us functioning and keeps us moving and exercising instead of being a couch potato. And I thought, this is an amazing thought. It just occurred to me that, rewind the hands of time and flip the script, so to speak. And so I began the other day, I just got up in just a spurt of energy, just wanted to, start cleaning and getting rid of the things, taking things to the, I've gotten things together to take to the Salvation Army, things that, even that accumulate over between winter and springtime that I have no other use for, and perhaps I know someone else can probably use it instead of it sitting in my storage. So it was just amazing, just like a light bulb just came on. So something that keeps you mobile in the wintertime, because a lot of us, you know, even don't like to go outside to a gym to exercise. So it just occurred to me to start, instead of spring cleaning in the springtime, why not do it in the wintertime to keep us mobile, active? And then when the springtime comes, you have none of that to do, and you can go full force with all of the things that you're setting out to do. If you have goals to start a new career, you have goals to write a book, you have goals to start a new business or anything like that, you are already set for when the springtime comes to really begin to put your goals into motion, your business into motion. And I thought, this is just a phenomenal thing. It's just amazing what meditation will bring to you, just putting yourself in a position of calm and a position of allowing knowledge to pour into you, allowing wisdom to kind of work with your brain cells and get you to thinking about doing things differently. And this was just such an amazing feeling for me, because I also, you know, just see myself, my clothing, I am still doing the things as far as eating the things that I like to eat without overindulging myself. And it's just been an amazing experience. I feel like that a lot of times they tell us that, you know, you should cleanse yourself, your body. I don't want to sound too without being overly gross. I just want to kind of share with you that, you know, they tell us typically that a human being should cleanse their bodies, deep cleansing, at least twice a year. And I thought, a lot of people don't think about doing a cleansing of your body twice a year. But I took it even further. I think that not so often that we don't think about the mind. We may cleanse our bodies, but we don't eliminate negative thoughts and negative energy and negative vibes from our minds, and how that we need to do mental exercises for the mind, because anything starts in your mind. The way we think about things, the way we process things, if we're thinking about eating, what do? We go and eat. If we're thinking about screaming, what do? We scream. So what if we begin to just, you know, along with the meditation, just begin to think about lovely and pure things and how you want to change certain things in your life, and eliminate those things that that stresses you, that those things that discourage you from being the best you can be. And I just begin to really think about that. When we do a cleansing of our bodies, we should also do the same thing with our minds, do mind exercises where we're allowing, engaging in pure thoughts, engaging in verbal exchange within our minds about, you know, accessing our creative minds within ourselves. And I thought about, I want to kind of share with you just a little bit of information I gathered about on answersback.com about cleansing your body. It says you can use a body cleanse throughout the year to reduce buildup and toxins within your body. And, you know, the thing is about when you do a cleanser, you know, I've done cleansers before, and it does leave you with a sense of well-being. You feel totally enlightened. So I see how important it is to eliminate toxins from your body. And I think that a lot of times that when people, you know, end up with these different types of ailments, that they don't think about that you, for a moment, let me just digress for a moment and begin to kind of give you an analogy of piping in your home. Your plumbing, if your plumbing gets clogged up, you know, it's from the buildup, hair or whatever you allow to get into the drain, just think about it. That buildup in there becomes so grossly disgusting. So if you think about in terms of your body, if you don't do anything to eliminate things in your body, they're building the toxins are building up in your body, causing certain types of ailments when it probably could have been eliminated had we been in the practice of doing cleansers, you know, at least twice a year. And I know a lot of people may say that they don't have a lot of time. I know our body goes through a natural process of eliminating toxins from our body, but there comes a time when you have to do a detail, so to speak, when you do a full detail of your body, you know, you feel so enlightened, so spiritually enlightened, so clear. So, you know, I kind of wanted to talk about that today because the experiences that I have been getting during my 30-day rewind, a lot of people have been asking me, is it just for you to lose weight? Or, you know what? It's so much more than that. I am trying to just lose weight because I feel like the things that I'm doing with mind, body, and soul, the weight loss is coming on its own, and I'm not trying to lose weight overnight, rapidly, or anything. I want it all to be done naturally, and guess what? It's happening naturally because I am allowing my mind to be enlightened and gain wisdom in how to, you know, approach things differently. Because we do so many other things differently, and we do not even allow ourselves to, you know, kind of take a different approach in, you know, because so many people are afraid of change. And when you're afraid of change, then you end up not doing anything to, you know, make the necessary changes in your life. And just think about it. If we just took the average time of just thinking about how we can better ourselves, we will spend less energy worrying about someone else. We'll have less energy to think about who's trying to do something against you, because you'll have yourself set on a right path to accomplish the goals that you wish to accomplish in your life. And that's why I kind of wanted to talk about that today. You know, rearranging your thought patterns, rearranging your lifestyle, flipping the script, getting out of the norm, doing things that work for you. Sometimes we can be given certain ways to do things, and that may work for one person, but you need to find out what works for you to encourage you to do something better in your life. And it stems from more than just, you know, losing weight or changing jobs or anything. I believe that it first has to happen in the mental. You have to mentally take charge of your life and do something different. Have a different way of thinking about things. Have a different approach about approaching things. You know, because sometimes we can have a wrong approach. It could be something, you can have an ideal or a concept, but if you approach it in the wrong way, you won't get the fulfillment you would normally get from it had you, you know, definitely taken that approach in the proper manner. So, I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, cleansing not just for the body, but, you know, do that for the mind and spirit, you know, also. Now, during the Christmas season, a lot of people make New Year's resolution. I talked about that last week, that I no longer make New Year's resolutions. This 30-day rewind is my thing for me that I have designed for myself, and every 30 days I'm just going to redo something different, do something different until I reach the intended weight loss goals, or my mental is just, you know, I'm, you know, so spiritually enlightened, because I feel like during all of these days, I have been learning something new about myself. I've learned about the things I need to change, and I will change and have begun to change. I've learned about what, you know, approaching things in a different manner. And it's just amazing how wisdom just can just knock at your door and you not let it in because you're not mentally ready to accept, you know, the wisdom from another person or circumstances or something that God has put before you to give you the answers to what you're seeking for as far as change in your life. So, but with you me doing the mental exercises of meditation and just surrounding myself around positive people, positive energy, it's just amazing how so much more comes in as far as wisdom, and I'm able to absorb things in such a profound way because it's really impacting my life, and I no longer think about, oh, I want to lose this much weight. I have to lose this weight. I don't worry about it because it's happening on its own because why I am taking a different approach. I'm doing things different. I'm open to change, and I have implemented change in my own life, mentally, spiritually, and financially, which has been an awesome journey for me because, you know, it's only since December 1st. And like I said, I've been eating the things that I like to eat, but I've been using wisdom on how I should eat things, you know, eat my food properly, chew properly. And, you know, just the simple things that we used to appreciate in life, how amazing is it that the things that of old really, in my observation, you know, during this 30-day rewind, I have observed that the things that we were taught to do in the past, like to chew our food properly and things of that nature, those were valuable, you know, principles to have in your life because, and you know, do things in moderation. Those are valuable principles in our life because when you think about it, if you just think, reflect on doing things in moderation, that keeps you from overindulging, thus keeping you from, like if you like to sociably drink. If you just do it in moderation, it's less likely that you will become an alcoholic. If you eat food in moderation, it's less likely that you will become overweight or, you know, become obese or, you know, things of that nature. If you, you know, if you take things, you handle tasks and, you know, just, you know, in a systematic way, it's less likely that you will be overworked and stressed. It's just amazing how, you know, if you think about how when you reflect back, you know, when I say, you know, 30-day rewind, when you rewind the hands of time and you really think about those principles that our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers used to teach us and our moms used to teach us, how amazing that advice, if we applied it to our life, that we would be in a better state of mind these days. And it's just been an awesome, awesome journey for me from December 1st up until now, learning and implementing those principles of old. But I'm not saying that you know it's not good to have new things, you know, happening in life. But I'm saying that only adapt to those things that you know that is positively impacting your life. It's not going to change your overall makeup of yourself as a person and as an individual that's non-productive. You want to implement those things in your life that keeps you moving forward. Of course, you can look back just to reflect on those things that. That gave you, you know, leeway and, you know, push you towards your future. But that's all it should be, something that you look back for to learn to help you continue to move forward, which has been, you know, an amazing thing for me to just kind of enlighten myself on. You know, it may sound like it's just, oh, this is so simple. This is nothing to really talk about on the radio. But it is, because a lot of people out there, they don't often look back, reflect, and do, you know, self-reflection, and they don't implement those kind of things in their life. Therefore, they don't gain a new perspective in their life because they don't know how to look back and just look back and move forward. Some people look back and stay back, but it's the ideal of being able to rewind things is to look back only so you can move forward, learn from the things of old that didn't work for you in your life so that in your moving forward that those you won't take on the approach of those same things and thus keeping you from moving forward. So it's just an amazing thing how you can just implement so many things with the change of the season. When it was just like I had an epiphany about the winter and spring thing, you know, it was just like I was, you know, encouraged to just flip that script. And so in the springtime, I would be in full throttle. I would be doing all the I set out to do, because I, guess what, I will not have all of that spring cleaning to do, because I would have done it in the winter months. In the downtime and in the winter months, I'm staying mobile, I'm staying active, and you know, and I'm keeping my atmosphere pure and clean and clutter-free during the winter months, because, you know, they say do it in the spring, but I feel like they say that spring is a time of rebirth and new beginnings and things of that nature. So why begin, have a new beginning with clutter and, you know, things that you don't need from the winter? You get rid of it in the winter time, and therefore you will truly have a new beginning, a new start, I mean, a fresh, you know, it, that refreshing will automatically be there, because you were like, oh, I took care of all of this during the winter months. And, you know, that was just such an amazing thing to me, you know, to come to me to put that change in my life. And but I do want to encourage, you know, not only, you know, going back to the cleansing of the body, just, you know, it, allow yourself to take on and dig deeper and further into learning how to not just to depend on the natural cleansing of the body, but, you know, do some things on your own, because you would have saved yourself from, you know, various types of ailments. And it kind of made me think about that when I was thinking about the change in the seasons, that we also need to, you know, effectively do things that help us spiritually, mentally, and physically. If we do things to physically help us, it'll automatically touch us spiritually, financially, and all of those things if we take care of ourselves physically. And, you know, thus, you know, doing this cleanse, again, I found a lot of things that I've been researching about naturally cleansing your body. The body does have its own natural process. However, that you need a more detailed cleansing of your body, and that it requires you to do some things. And it, you know, a natural cleansing can happen over the weekend. Perhaps, you know, I know people work throughout the week, but do a natural cleansing when you have off time from work. Like wintertime, a lot of people have off for the holidays. You know, yes, a lot of people cook, but immediately following thereafter, why not take that weekend to partake in ensuring that you have a healthy body? Because all of those things build up from what you eat for the holidays, and that just builds up and stays into your body, with a little bit of elimination, but not a thorough elimination. I'm trying not to really sound gross, you know, being over the radio, but I think it's very important, because a lot of people don't talk about this. A lot of people don't think about, you know, cleansing themselves, you know, naturally. And I'm not talking about taking any types of pills or anything. There are natural things that you could do, natural herbal drinks and things of that nature that you can take, fruits and vegetables, fasting. You know, if you could do that, if you're diabetic, you know, get some help from your doctor on what you could do to, you know, kind of cleanse your body. And you will be surprised at how many of the things, when you cleanse your body, your energy increases, and you will be surprised at how your skin clears up. You experience weight loss. You'll be so surprised about how much toxins in your body that contribute to weight gain. So if you begin to eliminate just, you know, toxins in your body, you see a change in your body makeup and the weight in your body. And I'm learning that for myself. It's just an amazing thing. Not dieting or anything. It's just this 30-day rewind thing has been just an amazing journey for me thus far. It's only been 19 days for me. But I'm having an amazing journey, and I'm learning so many things about myself, where I want to go. And it's just like I'm pushing forward, even through the winter months. You know, my house is changing. The things that I have in my house, you know, are becoming, you know, I'm becoming so organized to the point. And guess what? I'm taking it day by day, and that lets me see progress. It's just an amazing thing when you begin to see progress. And when you begin to see progress in your home, you begin to see progress in your life, period. So, you know, I kind of wanted to share that with people, because there are a lot of people out there that seek change in their lives, but they don't even know the, you know, where to begin, where to start. I believe, in my opinion, and this is speaking from experience, that change should begin in your mental, in your mind. Begin to think about the things that you don't normally think about. If you always consistently have negative thoughts, find something beautiful to think about. Engage in reading positive affirmations. Engage in reading positive poetry. Which leads me, I wanted to read a couple of poems. And this is a poem that I wanted to read. You know, in fact, I have two that I kind of want to read to share with you about positive change in your life. It's just an amazing journey. I think I've been getting a lot of messages from people saying that they want to encourage me to keep on with the Morning Inspiration and Candid Conversation, which is very encouraging to me, because you never know who's listening, who's watching, and what you can say to help the next person. But I am going to read this poem, and it's entitled, this is a winter's epiphany. Timeless thoughts of a winter stare, eyes gazing over a landscape bare. Memories drift on a blustery breeze, dying light ushers in the freeze. Reaching out for a grasp on the present, stillness set in alone and desolate. Future unknown, outcome uncertain, brilliance shadowed by a drawn curtain. Path now set lay before me known, clothing light now emanating from home. Enter my home, said heart filled with glee, to eyes of the future peering upward at me. Trusting in him to forge forward until fulfilled, bases of strength, values I have instilled. A worry mind at last permitted to rest, reflecting on the realization of how I am blessed. This is a poem by Michael A. Baring. The reason why I wanted to choose that poem is because it talks about the winter season and talks about, you know, the memories drift on blustering breeze, dying light ushers in the freeze, reaching out for a grasp onto the present, still to set in alone and desolate. Future unknown, outcome uncertain, brilliant shadowed by a drawn curtain. I like that because that part about the drawn curtain, because that gives you a sense of when you think about a drawn curtain, when you're on stage and you're about to make a grand entrance and you're about to perform, I thought about, in light of that, how wonderful that is, because talking about the reflections on the seasons, what we were talking about earlier, how, you know, God just gave it to me to flip the script. Instead of doing spring cleaning in the spring, do it in the winter. That keeps you mobile and active, because you don't want to become a couch potato, a person that's just flicking through channels. I mean, because it's so, you know, you don't want to drive in the winter months, and you don't, you know, we often become so lazy and so laid back in the winter months that we have no motivation to do anything. So flipping the script, doing my 30-day rerun, flipping the script has made me see how that when the springtime comes, I'll have all of this spring. My house will be totally organized, and and in the springtime, all I have left to do is to push forward. My curtain will be drawn open, and I can begin to perform whatever it is I set out to do. It was just a wonderful epiphany to me to have God bring that to me, to do that in my life. And so this is why I wanted to read that poem, is because what it talks about, and it was just truly, truly, encouraging to me, you know, to be able to share that with the masses, because a lot of people, like I said earlier, do not think about, you know, implementing their own change in their lives, and don't worry about what any other person is going to say about what you're doing and how you're doing it. you know is that it's changing your life for the better. And this 30-day rewind has been doing things for me that I can't even, it's so profound to me that, you know, all it took was for me to take some necessary steps and say that I want to change things in my life, and how it's just, you know, I've been so enlightened. It's just like wisdom is just pouring into me every day and every step. I'm not thinking about how much weight I want to lose. I'm taking it 30 days at a time, and it's just coming off inch by inch. I can feel the difference in my clothes, and, you know, therefore focusing on just the positive energy and not focusing on numbers or not focusing on losing weight has afforded me the opportunity to just stay in a positive zone. And I'm not saying that, you know, you won't come up against opposition in your life, but what I am saying is that when it comes, because of, you know, what I've been doing meditation and keep my focus on, you know, positive things, I'm able to deal with that in a different manner. I'm not easily razzled. I'm not easily taken off my path. And it's just been a wonderful journey. 19 days into my 30-day rewind, it's not, you know, my daughter asked me, Mom, you know, I was eating something. She said, what happened to your 30-day rewind? And I had to explain to her what the 30-day rewind was all about. It wasn't about me going on a diet or anything. It was about changing my whole life in its entirety, allowing me to live the life that I wish to live in a positive manner, allowing me to eat the things that I enjoy eating, but in moderation. And it's just been so wonderful doing that, because I've been ever since I've been doing the mental exercises. And what I mean by the mental exercises, I've been, you know, doing the meditation and you know, writing poetry. It's just been an amazing thing, and allow myself to think creatively and help others during my own process. It's just been an amazing journey. And, you know, I've been getting so many messages of people saying, still be encouraged. Even if I can't make it to the Sunday show, know that, you know, I come and listen to it in the archives, and which is very encouraging to me, because that lets me know that people want to hear about change in their own life. And, you know, one person even messaged me and told me that they have been searching and trying to find things that they can do for themselves in their life. And this is one of the reasons also that it kind of encouraged me to, you know, talk about that on today, you know, cleansing your mind, body, and spirit, is because people are looking for ways to do things differently, and so they can usher in different things in their life. And this person also told me that they wanted love for this year in their lives. Well, you know, explain. We had a conversation, and I told them that you know, begin to work on yourself personally and begin to eliminate those negative thoughts from your mind about past love, past situations, and you'll be surprised at how fast and quickly that a love can be ushered into your life, because you have to eliminate those negative things and those negative thoughts in order to usher positive things in your life. You may meet a wonderful man or a woman that are very positive people, but you can't meet them because you're still dwelling on those things from the past. And that's why, you know, I just begin to say, you know, eliminate those things. That's what I've been doing, you know, just eliminating anything that keeps me from the greater me, the lifestyle that I wish to live. And it's just such an amazing thing to be able to do that, and I attribute that to the strength and wisdom of God. Not nothing that I'm doing of just myself, but it's, you have to have willingness to do those things and to implement change in your life. And again, I just tell you, it's just been an amazing journey. Just reading that poem, I wanted to read it because it reminded me of making my debut as a different me and enhanced me, because we already have the ability to be the best us we can be. But we have to get to that point. We have to know that we are valuable, we are loved, we are blessed. If you notice at the end of that poem, he talked about that he knows that he is blessed. And I say he because it was a man that wrote the poem. But it was just such a wonderful thing to be able to read that and to tie it in with, you know, the change in your life, you know, in regards to the change of seasons. So, again, let me just kind of go back, reflect on, you know, don't be afraid to take a weekend or two or something like that to to mentally cleanse yourself and rid yourself of a certain path, you know, a way of thinking about life. Take on some new things about life. And sometimes it even means that sometimes you have to get away from certain environments, certain type of people that you normally, I'm not saying get rid of your friends, but I'm saying is that identify with those people who add quality to your life. If they don't add quality to your life, then 9 times out of 10, then they shouldn't be a part of your life, because that adversely affects who you are as an individual. Because, you know, you'll be surprised at how the energy around you, the people who bring, you know, implement energy around you can, you know, affect you, and you not know it really if you're not paying attention. I have one other point that I want to read very quickly. It's called Life Steps by Catherine Pulsefire. It says, our entire life is made up of choices, what we decide, the actions we take, the attitude we display, all represent the steps of life. Sometimes we take 2 steps forward and 1 step back. Some of us take baby steps, some of us take giant steps. But the secret is not to let that 1 step back turn into a failure. Learn from backward steps and keep on stepping forward in this dance called life. This was a phenomenal poem, and I wanted to read it because it implies, it's just, you know, God has just given me, I ran across this poem, and it did tie in with me doing the 30-day rewind. If you listen to the poem, it says, sometimes we take 2 steps forward and 1 step back. Sometimes of us take baby steps, some of us take giant steps, but the secret is not to let that 1 step back turn into a failure. Learn from backward steps. So this was, when I ran across this poem, I had the biggest, cheesiest grin on my face, because that lets me know that I'm on the right path, and this 30-day rewind is something, to me, I feel that came directly from God, because it's just, you know, it's been a wonderful journey I've been experiencing. I also, you know, you will experience a lot of different things in stepping back, but the main thing is that you move forward. I had my cousin died, and you know, this week, and that kind of did something to me. I've been, you know, profusely began to pour in tears. But one thing I noticed different about it is that even though I was full of tears, death is a part of life. That is the truth, that death is a part of life. And I was able to deal with it in a different manner. You know, when I usually hear about somebody dying in my family, you know, it takes me on a different world, and I become complacent and become not wanting to move around. But I know my cousin wouldn't want me to just wallow and just think about, you know, not living. We're supposed to continue to live, and then all of these things that happen in our lives, if we learn one thing, that everything that happens in our lives, we're supposed to learn from and move on, and know that all of these things that happen are supposed to be a part of our life, and it doesn't take us by surprise. It shouldn't take us by surprise, because of the natural process of life. But, you know, we have 1 minute remaining in the show, and I just wanted to thank all of the listeners, all of the people in the chat room, Gemini619, Shanice Marie, thank you guys for hanging out with me in the chat room, all the global listeners that I see. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I am so delighted that you chose the Poetic Energy Radio Show to inspire today. I would say God bless you. Continue to be strong and love on yourself. Do what you need to do to better your quality of life. No matter who believes in you, believe in yourself. And I say God bless you. I love you. And you have a wonderful day. I hope you all get a chance to listen to the archives, because I share with you a lot of, you know, thoughts about, you know, cleansing the mind, body, and soul, and beginning in your mind to, you know, change your life. You'll be surprised at how much different it would make, and positive energy being poured into your soul. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you.